how you got the form in the poems, it's different for each one. I find I go through fashions. Right now, these days, I find it very hard to get away from terza rima. And so everything I do ends up being terza rima. Or couplets. I get very satisfied with the tight forms. But then sometimes as well, a lot of time these days, I look at a longer poem and try to work it in a shorter poem. But sometimes it works as a longer poem. I try to keep a sense of form very much in Osiris, but again, I wanted the notion of the flood filling it up and running together with dashes, language not being able to hold itself down. With Martin Healy, I was after a prose poem, and I had this lovely rhythm, and I didn't want to stop the rhythm. I wanted to feel like an incessant thwum, like the incessant sound of wind farms. I don't know if you've been at a wind farm, but it does seem like a heartbeat of the sky or something. It just never stops, and it's got three beats. And I wanted, again, to try to catch that continuity there. I think a lot of the time the form is in the idea of the poem. So the idea of the flood, I try to bring that out in the language, again, with having it all running on together. And the sound of the wind farms, the repeated three-syllable structure, three syllables, one beat. I can't remember, what's that called, an anapest? Mm-hmm. Or is that a troche? I'm not sure of the language. I would have to Google it to be sure. But So both those poems, it was a case of matching the poem to the structure. But otherwise, I do go by fashions like these days. Terza rima.